Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural transformation. To discuss and talk more about this, we are joined by senior journalist Mr. Sandeep Das. Mr. Das, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Mr. Das, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the third post-budget webinar, and it was focused on agriculture and rural transformation. Prime Minister, during his address, highlighted that agriculture is the strategic pillar in the development of Indian economy. He also highlighted that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and minimum support price reform provides farmers with 1.5 times of return. So, first of all, I would like to understand from you, this budget has focused on agriculture sector. Could you tell us more about it? What is the key focus area of the budget for the agriculture sector this time?
The main focus area of the budget was on the value-added agriculture. How to improve, as you know, India is one of the largest producers of various commodities like rice, wheat, pulses, oilseeds in the world. And also over the years, what has happened, India has been emerged as one of the major exporters of agriculture produce also. Almost like $51 billion of annual export we have. Now the government has been focusing and largely on improving the storage infrastructure, processing infrastructure to ensure that the farmers get their remunerative price. When you producing a commodity and processing a commodity, when you process a commodity, you get a more better price. And because when you export a commodity, you also get a price. So basically the thrust of the budget has been to promote high value agriculture, to promote those sectors of the agriculture, we call it allied sector, which is livestock, dairy, fisheries and all. And these are the sector which is growing very fast because of the rise in consumption of protein and all. Because of that, the thrust of the budget, there are two thrusts in fact on the budget. One is to promote value-added agriculture, that promote allied sector, dairy, fisheries sector. And second point is that the focus of the budget was on the digital, to use digital tools for promoting agriculture essentially. So that is another thing today, because India is one of the leading power in the artificial intelligence and all, how we can use this technique and this technology to boost our productivity. Activity to help our small farmers managing their crop better. The focus has been on one part is on the digital agriculture, which the finance minister announced of. There's a program called Vistar, where the farmers can get their solution from an AI-driven chat box. And also the focus is on promoting allied sector activities so that farmers get more innovative price.
So Mr. Das, my next question to you is about the Kisan Samman Nidhi. Because the Prime Minister had highlighted the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi during his address and stressed upon it. So could you tell us what exactly the scheme is and how is it benefiting the farmers?
This is a direct cash benefit transfer. Farmers get 6,000 rupees in three equal installments of 2,000 rupees annually. And it is transferred directly into the bank account of the identified farmers. Currently, this scheme is available to those farmers who have lands, landholding farmers. And roughly, the estimate is about 9 crore farmers get the benefit of. And every year, government transfers about 61,000 crore rupees to 9 crore farmers. And Prime Minister also touched upon that till since the launch of the scheme, the almost like 4 lakh crore has been transferred to the bank account. And what has happened, you know, this cash transfer helps farmers in buying seeds, buying agriculture inputs, and hugely encourage farmers to, in terms of cash transfer, which is directly goes to, without any bureaucracy in between, basically it goes to the farmer. It has really impacted the farmers' ability to reducing the cost of production of the crop because of they get 6,000 rupees every year as a cash benefit. So this has been major success of this government, PM Kisan.
Also, he spoke about the MSP reforms. And MSP has always been a center point of discussion between the farmers as well as the government. So when he's stressing upon the MSP reforms and he said that with the MSP reforms, farmers are now getting 1.5 times returns. So what is it exactly? What are
this
the reforms?
This is basically the returns mean farmers will be getting the 1.5 times the cost of production. Basically, whatever is the produce the cost, it will be 1.5 times the government will assure. MSP, the minimum support price for around 22 crops, government finalizes every year. Rice, wheat, pulses, oilseeds and you know, copra and other things. The formula applied in this minimum support price is basically at least farmers should get minimum support price. The minimum support price should be 1.5 times the cost of production. So that means it's more of an incentive to farmers continue with the agriculture practice. Because what happens, you know, if you don't pay MSP, we call it benchmark price. That means the farm income doesn't go up. Government assured this MSP for various crops like rice, wheat and pulses and oilseed. And because of the couple of pulses variety like ararudar and lentils, the masoor, we import a lot. To promote that, government has now announced that they will buy back this pulses 100% of the farmers. So that farmers are not subjected to the market vagaries of the markets basically. So as by assuring MSP, the 1.5 of the cost of production, government had assured that at least farmers get the remunerative price for their crop they produce.
Mr. Das, I would like to have your inputs on allied sector. That is a very important component of the entire agriculture sector. And today, Prime Minister also said that fisheries can become a major platform for export growth, a high value, high impact sector for rural prosperity. So not just about fisheries, could you tell us entirely about the allied sector? How is it growing and what is the push from the government to make it even better?
Essentially, the allied sector means basically we call it livestock sector. Livestock sector also includes dairy, poultry. Dairy is, you know, India's largest producer of milk in the world. And fisheries also part of it. And these sectors, as I said before, also this has been growing steadily by about 7 to 8% annually for the last 10, 15 years. The reason being that these are all protein-rich food. The consumption has increased with our economic prosperity. And the demand for this food like dairy, paneer, milk product, fish product have increased significantly. What happened, you know, when farmers grow this allied sector product, basically, when they keep cows, they keep it, basically ensure that they get very remunerative price because the income from this entire allied sector is very immediate, unlike the cereals, when after sowing, harvesting, then only they get the money after selling the produce. But here, because of the, thanks to our cooperative model, thanks to our, I mean, there's a something called the private sector involvement is there, particularly in the poultry industry, buyback arrangement, the farmers has been really shifting towards these allied activities and which is growing, say, about 7 to 8% annually against the cereal sector, which is growing about 3 to 4% annually. So that means it's a very good in terms of, you know, and India being a, we have such a huge coastline and we have river systems. Basically. So this fisheries is a very critical part of our livelihood for the farmers.
Also, here I would like to talk to you about the digital public infrastructure. The government is developing a digital public infrastructure for agriculture sector through AgriStack. And the Prime Minister also said that technology delivers results when systems adopted, institutions integrated, and entrepreneurs built innovations on it. So before we progress any further in the program, let's first listen to Prime Minister's word as he spoke about using technology and using AI in agriculture.
सरकार एग्रीस्टेक के जरिए एग्रीकल्चर के जरिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकसित कर रही है. इसके तहत डिजिटल पहचान यानी किसान आईडी बनाई जा रही है. अब तक लगभग 9 करोड़ किसानों की किसान आईडी बन चुकी है और लगभग 30 करोड़ भूमि पार्सलों का डिजिटल सर्वे किया गया है. भारत विस्तार जैसे एआई आधारित प्लेटफॉर्म रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूशंस और किसानों के बीच की दूरी कम कर रहे हैं. लेकिन साथियों, टेक्नोलॉजी तभी परिणाम देती है जब सिस्टम उसे अपनाए, संस्थाएं उसे इंटीग्रेट करें और एंटरप्रेन्योर्स उस पर इनोवेशन खड़ा करें. इस वेबिनार में आपको इससे जुड़े सुझावों को मजबूती से सामने लाना है.
So, Mr. Das, could you also tell us how the AI integration is happening in the agriculture sector?
There are few parameters of the digital public infrastructure we are talking about basically. One of them is basically developing a farmer's ID. That's called digital ID of the farmers. We call it the Kisan identity of the Kisan basically. The digital ID which basically captures the name of the farmers, how much land he sold, which the crop it sold. Currently, if I remember correctly, it's about 8 crore digital IDs already been created. But now these IDs are helped in our getting agriculture credit, are getting PM Kisan also in merge with these identities. So one is that part which is digital ID of the farmers. Second part is that digital crop mission basically. Our crop estimates, we are using AI technology to estimate crop in terms of sowing. So the use of technology gives you advanced knowledge about how much crop we are expecting in a particular, suppose how much will be the rice product in this Kharif season. By using technology, currently the technology is basically crop cutting experiment. One do crop cutting, after that it's a very long lengthy process. Through use of digital space technology, by looking at the crop, standing crop, by pictures, they can estimate that how is the crop condition. So this is also part of the public infrastructure of the thing. And thirdly, essentially, the recently government has launched that AI chatbot called Vistar. This program is called Vistar. So digital infrastructure, there's just a chatbox where farmers can just put their inquiries and the expert on agriculture will respond to our specific queries. Because currently what is existing is on India Radio or any other channel, they are giving a generalized forecast about crop condition, weather condition. This particular checkbox will, where expert will specifically answer queries about on their own language.
Personalized
basically. And using AI technology. Chatbox. So now Hindi, English, they want to launch in the government will launch in the other language also. So this is the AI in tech, AI agriculture, which Prime Minister referred to basically.
Now I would like to bring back your focus on the high value agriculture. Before we progress in the program, let's first listen to what Prime Minister had to say about the high value agriculture.
बजट में हमने हाई वैल्यू एग्रीकल्चर पर फोकस किया है. नारियल, काजू, कोको, चंदन ऐसे उत्पादों के रीजनल स्पेसिफिक प्रमोशन की बात कही है. दक्षिण के हमारे जो राज्य हैं, खासकर केरल है, तमिलनाडु है, केरल के किसानों को अतिरिक्त लाभ हो, तमिलनाडु के किसानों को अतिरिक्त लाभ हो, इसलिए इस बार कोकोनट पर एक विशेष बल दिया गया है, जिसका फायदा आने वाले दिनों में हमारे इन किसानों को मिलेगा. साथियों, नॉर्थ ईस्ट की तरफ देखें, अगरवुड बहुत कम लोगों को मालूम है. ये अगरबत्ती शब्द है ना, वो अगरवुड से आया हुआ है. अब हिमालयन राज्यों में टेम्परेट नट क्रॉप्स और इन्हें बढ़ावा देने का प्रस्ताव बजट में रखा गया है.
Prime Minister, a detailed budget proposals for region-specific promotion of crops like cocoa, cashew and sandalwood, temperate nut crops in the Himalayan states. Could you tell us more about it? Why is the focus being given so much on the region-specific promotion of crops?
India is blessed with all kind of climatic zones, from cooler climate to warm climate to various kind of climatic zones, and diversity of the crop production. We do a lot of crop, different type of crop. The crop you refer to, Prime Minister referred to, is very high-value crop. And if you promote those high value crops, obviously the farmers will get a better remunerative price. Instead of just focusing, and this also helps in crop diversification. Government has been consistently talking of diversifying crop basically to reduce your paddy cultivation and shift to more remunerative crop like oilseed, pulses and all these high value crop. One focus is boost farmers' income, ensure that India produces a high value crop and which are also exportable quality. So that also helps in boosting farmers' income.
Lastly, since we are progressing towards the end of the episode, on Sunday, that is 8th of March, we will observe International Women's Day. And today, Prime Minister also spoke about the Lakhpati Didis, and the government aims to create 3 crore Lakhpati Didis by 2029. So before we progress any further, first let's listen to his words.
Lakhpati Didi Abhiyan ki sabaltao ki bhi hame nayi uchai deni hai. Aap 2029 tak, 2029 tak, 3 करोड़ में और 3 करोड़ जोड़ना है और 3 करोड़ और लखपति दीदियां बनाने का लक्ष्य तय किया गया. ये लक्ष्य और तेजी से कैसे प्राप्त किया जाए, इसे लेकर भी आपके सुझाव महत्वपूर्ण होंगे.
Mr. Das, I would like to talk to you about the Lakhpati Didis. This is a program which the government has been promoting, and could you make us understand first what exactly the Lakhpati Didi campaign is? And this target which has been set by the government, the Prime Minister, to achieve 3 crore Lakhpati Didis, women entrepreneurs, by 2029. What is the strategy? What is the plan to achieve this?
Essentially, the Lakhpati Didi program started with a hugely for expansion of the use of drones in agriculture, essentially. And there is a lack of, you need pilots, those who handle the drones. And drones have been extensively used for various applications, basically. Fertilizer application, drones are very helpful in terms of rational use of fertilizer, even distribution and all. Through drone didi, basically, this Lakhpati Didi, they are trained to operate drones, essentially. Because every farmer cannot buy a drone, so there is a common drone which is handled by Lakhpati Didi or drone didi. And by farmers, by paying a small amount, they use the drone for application of fertilizer, application of other agriculture inputs and even applications, so that excessive use of all this fertilizer is avoided. And also there is a huge rural income also. So drone didi program is that basically. So Prime Minister want to increase this program so that extensive use of drone and other agriculture equipment, and these are localized entrepreneurs who will use that, and by farmers will pay that fees to use that.
Certainly, Mr. Das, the agriculture sector has been undergoing a lot of transformation in the last couple of years. Thank you so much for joining us for this discussion on Akashvani and throwing so much light on the subject.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.